Hello, Malcolm here, and this is the Sunday sample for the 31st of July 2017. So I'm reflecting on our most recent corporate worship services in Watford and in Lower Early this last Sunday. And here are some thoughts on the speakers, the music worship, and a few other things. By the way, sorry about the background noise, but there's plastering work going on in our house, and so it's not feasible to record something there. So I'm out in Cafe Nero in Reckmansworth. So, the speakers. First of all, yes, CJ Wakefield was our visiting speaker in Watford. Obi Obuchi was the speaker in Lower Early. Both the lessons were really good. I'd recommend watching them or listening to them either on the YouTube channels for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ or the Watford Church of Christ or the iTunes podcasts from the same congregations. The thing that stood out the most for me, perhaps, was the personal sharing. The level of vulnerability of the personal sharing was very endearing and drew us to the speakers and helped us to trust in their authenticity, because they really shared very honestly about some of their own struggles. The application to real life was very solid in both lessons, and the biblical exegesis was excellent. Gideon for CJ, and the concept of the father nature of God as revealed by Jesus from the Gospel of John and other passages was Obi's thread. So I really enjoyed those. The thing that I need to bear in mind for myself is to make sure I do value personal vulnerability, not a self-flagellation kind, but definitely a personal honesty kind. So I'm going to need to think about that for my next lesson this coming Sunday. On the music side, the song services went well in both locations. The standout success, I'd say, was the opening set in Lower Early, first four songs. We had Francois playing the guitar on the song I've Been Redeemed. That was his first time doing that in public, and a fine job he did too. Very encouraging for the congregation to see someone new up there. And the atmosphere for the song Wade in the Water was absolutely super. Reynard led the song with a great sense of poise. We also had a thread of Father as a thread theme through the songs, which connected to Obi's sermon theme, and I think that's worked well and helped to kind of pull the service together. We did something a bit different. We learned a new song as part of the service. That song was You're the Word of God the Father. It was an unusual approach, but I think it worked well. We learned it, and then we sang it again at the end of the service. And that idea that the Word of God, you're the Word of God the Father, I connected well with Obi's sermon. Someone remarked to me afterwards that the congregation picked up this song more quickly than most songs we learn, and he felt that it was because the congregation had got used to learning songs and fearing the process less, which is an interesting insight. And I think it's helpful to think that in terms of congregations, some seem to enjoy learning new songs more than others. But part of it is not so much learning a new song, but learning how to learn new songs. And I think if you're in a congregation that doesn't seem to like learning new songs, you may first need to teach the congregation how to learn songs. Give confidence in how to do so. And if you're interested in learning more about that, drop me a line, because I've got some tips. Persevere, the fruit will come through. So let's carry on teaching new songs. Other thoughts, just to reflect on my last week's commitments. I said that I would involve Francois in a musical accompaniment, and we did that, so that was good. I also said that for the Watford service, we would use a devotional on Psalm 100 before we began, which we did, and I think that was very helpful to center us on a passage of scripture there, which talked about praise and worship. So for this coming Sunday, I have a couple of commitments, so you can hold me accountable to these if you like. The first is that we need to prepare that first set well for the Bracknell service this coming Sunday on the 6th of August. That first few songs, I need to prepare that well. I've got the songs in mind, but I need to think through how to make sure that flows well. So that's one thing. And then I'm preaching in Bracknell on Psalm 130, so I need to add appropriate personal vulnerability to that sermon. So I need to think about that, and hopefully that will help everybody. So finally, my question is, what's going well where you are? What are you doing locally with your services? What are your needs? What are your victories? What are you trying that's working? What's God teaching you? Please share your reflections with me and with all who read this blog or listen to these audios, so that we can all learn and grow. And please God, we need to learn from one another. That's how we learn best, in community. So please share, comment what you're doing, what's working, and so on. So those are my reflections on last Sunday's worship. I'd like to know your thoughts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.